Ladies and gentlemen, it is January 23rd, 2024, a day that will live in infamy in wrestling broadcast history. No, we are not talking about the 40th anniversary of Hulkamania. We are talking about a major, and I'll use the Moxley term, paradigm shift on how you will be able to get your pro wrestling. My name is Jason Block. I'm here with Nikki Heyman and VRM, our sound guy. Thank you for that wonderful intro. But VRM, three new big news stories in the and the lowest one is Okada going to NXT. That's the lowest one.
Yeah.
That's the lowest one.
Yeah.
On the totem pole.
How often can you say that one of the greatest of all time coming to WWE in any capacity is only the third highest story of the week? Before the Royal Rumble, of course.
Before the Royal Rumble, of course, Nikki. So here is the second one, Nikki.
Okay.
And this is actually big for many levels, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The TKO Board of Directors has expanded from 11 to 13, okay?
Yeah.
One of them is a guy by the name of Brad Keywell. He's what we would call a angel investor, right, VRM? Would that be the right call? VRM, yeah. Venture capitalist.
Yeah, so yeah, he's a venture capitalist. He's got a founding hands in all kinds of tech companies, artificial intelligence companies, you name it.
Yeah. So, but that's not the big one. This guy is.
Whoa!
Dwayne Johnson has joined the board of directors of TKO Holdings. He has $30 million worth of stock, and the bigger thing, he has full rights and everything to the name The Rock.
Something that I thought he'd already had, but good on him and welcome aboard.
Okay, so now I'm guessing he's going to be more involved with the WWE on the backside than the front side, maybe. Okay.
We'll see after Mania.
Oh, no, we'll see after this weekend, maybe. Okay.
Okay.
But the big news, and this is like, I never thought I would see this happen. Okay. Mm. As of January 2025, Raw was not going to be on any linear broadcast TV. It is going to Netflix. In a five-year, $5 billion deal with a, what is it?
I thought it was a 10-year deal with a five-year opt-out.
Right, with a 10-year potential extension. 20 years could be, okay?
Which is crazy. I thought Hunter was okay with Bonnie Hammer, but hey, if the money's there.
I don't think it's just Hunter anymore. We're talking, I think this is Nick Khan. I think this is Dana White.
I think it's Ari.
Oh yeah, Ari Emanuel, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I think this is an Endeavor move. And they're trying to they're trying to expand their base because right now, okay, in the Netflix subscribers in the U.S., okay,
mm-hmm.
They have at the end of the year, there are 77.3 million streaming subscribers. Wow. In the third quarter of 2023, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, at an average of, say, what, $20 a month, right? Thereabouts?
I don't know how much it costs anymore.
Well, I'm going to look. Okay, Netflix cost. Okay? We can look
all
at
I know is there was, yeah. You know, all I know is that there was a lot of channels having specials, and they weren't one of them.
No, there's a reason for that.
Yeah.
As of Q3, of last year, Q3 2023, Netflix had globally 247.2 million paid subscribers.
Mm-hmm. So, okay. So a standard plan is about $15 a month. Okay. Mm-hmm. The one I subscribe to, which is 4K HDR, is $22 a month. Okay. That's for everything. No ads, four devices. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And the lowest plan is $6.98. That's with ads. That's 1080p. Okay. But let's say, for argument's sake, most people, let's say, would round down and pay $15 a month. Okay.
All right.
So, and just as another thing, the Netflix will be the home of Raw in the U.S., Canada, U.K., and Latin America. Okay. With additional countries and regions to be added over time. As part of the agreement, Netflix will become of all WWE shows and specials outside the U.S. is available, inclusive of Raw and SmackDown and NXT, as well as the company's premium live events, including WrestleMania, SummerSlam, and Royal Rumble. And all the documentaries and original series will be also available on Netflix internationally beginning in 2025.
So are they saying eventually they're going to have all of WWE on Netflix?
I don't know about that. That's a little confusing. Yeah, VRM, you were a little worried about that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, this is one of my concerns about this whole announcement. It's a little, I find that whole thing about the premium live events a little vague. So from the way I was reading it when I first read it, it seemed like a wholesale move off of Peacock. I mean, that doesn't seem to fact. And since SmackDown is staying on USA. Or I should say, going to USA.
Mm-hmm.
But it felt like when we got the music choice for tonight, it was burn it to the ground. I was like, are they burning Peacock to the ground? Because if they move off of Peacock, you know that Peacock's subscriber base is going to drop dramatically.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And because then I would have no reason to have Peacock, because that is the primary reason I have Peacock, is for WWE programming.
Mm-hmm.
And the occasional football game, but
yeah. But
oh, according to Alex Sherman of CNBC, Raw will not have ads for Netflix subscribers. Ooh,
that could I be like that.
Ooh, that could be interesting. Okay. That means you could watch, so no more picture-in-picture.
Yes, no more junk commercials or the same 10 commercials over the 3 hours.
Right. Now, here's some very interesting numbers. I want to give you a little numbers thing. Okay. This was from David Baldini at PWInsiderElite.com. Okay.
Okay.
Based on the last published 10K for fiscal year 2022, these were the numbers, okay? Mm-hmm. They got $222 million from Peacock, the WWE Network, and pay-per-view, okay?
Okay.
The core content, they got $600 million. That's from licensing fees, pay television, a digital platform.
Okay.
They got about $66 million from advertising and social media. Okay. Mm-hmm. And about $150 million from like live in-ring programming, scripted reality, and other programming. Okay.
Okay.
So they got $260 million a year to be get paid from Raw, $200 million for SmackDown, $10 million for NXT and Hulu. Okay. But those numbers could go up and down, and about $116 million for international. Okay. Now, according to this guy, he said the Raw is getting a 92% rights increase. Based on the press releases, all the international rights will move to Netflix as well. As such, you need to include the revenue from the international events coming with the true increase. That number is to be found in the last line below, which is 33%. Wall Street expected a 40% increase in rights fees. If you tweak the numbers for NXT and Hulu, you get close to 40. And right now, they're getting the core content is about $814 million in 2025. That's the new Raw rights. Mm-hmm. And $500 million for the Raw and the international total. That's crazy. Wow.
It is.
That's just nuts. So with Raw and with these new rights in 2025, they are getting about close to $2 billion a year in Raw in revenue rights. And it's going to go higher with the Netflix numbers. Okay.
Yes.
So I have to ask you, Nikki, and I'll ask you, VRM, I'll ask you, Nikki, first. What do you think? What does this mean to you?
This is intriguing. I'm guessing that with the increase in rights, something that they might not be able to get from network or cable for that matter.
Right.
Most channels are the Wild West, so this is probably a very smart move on WWE's part.
Mm-hmm.
Me being as old-fashioned as I am, I don't like the fact that I'm going to have to buy another subscription service. But
true.
Can I borrow yours?
Under they're sharing. Okay, they're sharing.
Okay.
No, but seriously, this is going to get people to subscribe, I believe. Okay.
If One Piece and Yu Yu Hakusho didn't do it.
Ha ha ha.
What? I have no idea what you're talking about.
But all joking aside, this, to have the flagship show not on linear TV for the first time, it'll be in 33 years when that happens, right?
Yes.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Right?
I think this is an effort to get the people that have completely cut the cord to be able to watch it live again, to get the, and it's like, it's kind of hard to trace the 18 to 49 demo on streaming service.
Right.
But with so many people that are completely cutting the cord, this is the way to get their eyes in front of Raw live again.
Uh-huh. I agree with that. But, you know, I mean, Vince is going to get his money. But I'm also fascinated. Again, I'm more fascinated also with The Rock going on the board. That's really huge to me. That's actually more as huge as the move to Netflix, in my opinion.
I almost want to say that I'm not surprised, but it's because it's a great move on The Rock's part. Even though he's got money coming in from so many different directions, his first love is wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
So why not be part and parcel to one of the two biggest leagues going and, you know, put his magic and his spin on it. I think it's a great idea.
And Wall Street is loving the merger. Okay. According to PWI, as of about 6 o'clock tonight, TKO closed at $89.63, up $12.22 per share. Okay.
Damn.
Yeah, 15% on the – almost 16% on the day.
And after – as of 5:30, the stock was up at 92, up another 237. So it's been – it's up almost 20%.
Crazy.
And then Netflix went up – $6.48 to $4.92.19, and then after the market closed, and their numbers were good, they rose another $40 to $5.30.73. Wow!
Yeah, it's even higher right now. Like live tracking right now is $5.34.80.
Whoa!
Yikes! So, yeah, it sounds like this was a really, really good idea.
Yes, but do you like the idea?
Like I said, there's a little bit of old-fashioned me, you know, because I still have cable.
Mm-hmm.
That I don't really want to go through the service. Partially because in my residence I have two televisions.
Okay.
I have a smart TV and I have a dumb TV.
Right.
This means I cannot watch Raw on my dumb TV.
Mm-hmm.
Because it doesn't do any internet stuff. It's not wired that way. But my smart TV here in the living room, no problem.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for me, I mean, first of all, I have to get Netflix back again because that's like one of the few services that I find myself not touching. Mm-hmm. So I got to get it back. But granted, it's going to come, this deal is going to come into effect at the end of next football season. Right. I no longer have the excuse of I can't have both on at the same time. I can put Raw on the computer and Monday Night Football on the TV. They're right next.
But hold on a second.
I mean, I can already do that.
They never said Monday Night Raw, did they? They said Raw. Do you think they'll change nights? They don't have to change nights, do they?
No, they shouldn't. They shouldn't change nights.
I mean, and honestly speaking, though, when the show is over, you could watch it at any place at any time. It's an on-demand Raw now. It'll be an on-demand Raw.
Okay, then I have a question regarding that. Does this mean that WWE is not going to go through and clean up and tweak any of their programming? Because that's one of the downfalls. One of the things I don't like with the way, you know, the fact that Peacock gets to wait a month.
Mm-hmm.
There's stuff that you will see live that will not be on the once it comes out on the network.
Correct.
I hate that. There's some things, yes, I don't mind you doing. I mean, AJ Styles and Edge. That's all I have to say.
Mm-hmm.
But,
I've got something here from Pat McAfee show.
Okay.
Nick Khan was on Pat McAfee earlier today.
Okay.
And he said that the deal for the premium live events is only for non-U.S. territories. So pay-per-views are still going to be on Peacock in the U.S.
For now.
Okay.
But yeah, he says, quote, our current partner in the U.S. on all premium live events like WrestleMania is Peacock on NBCU. They've been tremendous partners. This deal with Netflix is for premium live events for outside the United States, excluding certain territories where we have existing deals like India, for example. It's Raw globally, again, with a few exceptions there, but it's really a global enterprise with Netflix that should build to something even greater.
Well, here's the interesting thing. WWE, remember you talked about this, when the Peacock expiration date, okay,
mm-hmm.
It's the streaming deal ends 2 years from now, okay, 2026.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
In May of 2023, he says that the billion-dollar deal was undervalued, okay? So okay. I think he's happy with Peacock for now. But remember, card subject to change, you see.
Yes. And at that point, they would be in transition to Netflix. So if things don't look so good on Peacock, then they at least have a cushion
to fall back on.
Yes.
So, but I mean, good Lord, how many Raw is Netflix? Netflix is Raw, right? I mean, I never thought I would see this. I mean, we thought we were hearing Amazon Prime, right? We were hearing Hulu. Mm-hmm.
I was hoping for Amazon Prime.
Yeah, I know you were. I was. The crazy thing is that not once did we hear USA. Not once. Mm-mm. So I don't believe this was a Triple H, Nick Khan, Vince, the choice.
This has Ari's hands written all over it.
And I'm just like, this is just, wow, this is just insane. Like, over the top of saying, I never thought I would say that I would see this. Not even close. No way. Mm-hmm. And welcome to the 21st century. Here we go.
Pretty much.
I mean, you know, from, and VRM, I'm going to age myself, from the Hammerstein Ballroom to Raw after WrestleManias to, you know, 35 years of history almost, you know, gone on linear TV. So, but I'm absolutely blown away by this. This is a brilliant business move, but I have to ask this. I'm going to ask a crazy question. How shocked do you think Tony Khan is with all this? I mean, for real, I'm not trying to be funny. What does Tony Khan do here?
Well,
first he's going to grouse about it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And then he'll probably shut, and I probably need to tell him to shut the tweet up.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yes. I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah. But I think the question is Max. Not MJF Max, but Max.
Oh, yeah. Max, and by the way, Peacock's being an asshole. Why wait until January 2025 when you can watch Raw literally right now?
Uh-huh. Shots fired.
Yeah, a little bit. But go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, does Max have the same kind of base? I mean, I'm pretty sure Max is only in the U.S. right now, and maybe a couple other countries, right?
Mm-hmm.
Max global subscribers. Yeah, 96.1 million.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he could probably consider going to Max, but with such a vast difference in global subscriber count,
mm-hmm.
I'd say that would almost be a disaster waiting to happen. He might have to stay the course on network television, and then here's the question. Here's the other question. Does he try to, and this would be a very dumb decision, does he try to force Monday night with Raw off of network television?
That would be a very, very bad plan.
That's WCW 2000 stuff.
That's TNA 2010 stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, like I said, it would be a very dumb decision. But the way he's been acting lately, would he possibly consider it?
I'm sure he'd think about it, but I hope somebody slaps him alongside the head and said, no, bad.
Mm-hmm. So more on the Rock thing. He licenses the trademark to WWE for use in 10 years. He got $30 million in stock and will receive royalties. He got $500,000 for his appearances and merchandise royalties last year, and he will continue to do so. and he's represented by William Morris Endeavor. Gee, what a surprise. That's his agency. Duh. Yeah. That's just, you know, now does this mean, all joking aside, does this mean that The Rock's deal with the WWE is like, hey, I'm back in the ring a little bit more often than not, you know?
I mean, that depends on his insurance, guys.
Yeah. Because he's 50, he's 51 right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, John Cena's 47, and he's saying, I got to do shit by 50. I'm done. He said this. We'll talk about that more on Friday. Okay.
But, yeah, The Rock, I think, is going to keep going with his movie stuff. But he's, you know, in travel, he can make a whole lot of phone calls. He can make, you know, he can make time to talk to the Endeavor crew. But uh-huh. I honestly think that's not going to change. It's not going to increase his wrestling schedule. He's got too many other irons in the fire to play with.
Terramana Tequila. The UFL? Was that what it was called?
UFL.
I'm just trying to see what he's got.
He's got one that he's in post-production on right now.
Ah, you're thinking of VES. Thank you. Pre-production on Fast X, Moana, Doc Savage, Red Notice 2. Yep. So he's got a lot of things in pre-production right now.
Mm-hmm.
And development.
Yeah.
So we'll see if he goes more into the ring, but damn, he must have been pissed off at that whole Black Adam thing that it failed.
Which I did actually see it. I actually paid real money to see it. If they had stopped after the second act, I think I would have been okay with it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so what he's going to do is he's going to go find 100 other ways to make money. I mm-hmm. think he's got 100. He's got 96 of them right now.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, he is self-sustainable at this point, and has been probably for a decade.
I agree, but again, we will be covering this on Friday. We will, if there's any more news on this, we will also be covering, of course, the Monday Night Raw promo, what happened on NXT. And by the way, a certain British gentleman made an appearance tonight on NXT for the first time in a year.
He rehired Jack Gallagher?
No. What's his face?
A certain Silver Fox.
William Regal gave the GM job to Ava Raine.
Oh, neat.
Okay. So, little continuity there. You know, we'll be talking about SmackDown. We will go give our predictions to the Royal Rumble. And hopefully this Saturday, we will be recording both the men's match and the women's match. Because as we find out, the true road to WrestleMania.
What about Okada?
We'll find out about that too. Okay. But you have anything else? Do you have anything else to promote, Nikki? Anything, or we should just take it home?
Let's go ahead and let's call it a night. It's late.
It is late, and we have to check out more news for Nikki for VRM. This is Jason Block saying the landscape has changed on TV. Netflix and Raw? Let's find out. We'll see you on Friday.
And